to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We're joined by my friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, our senior fellow, Kevin Freeman. He is a man of many parts, the founder of globaleconomicwarfare.com, a best-selling author two times over, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, was his first book. His second, Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin is also soon to be the star of stage and screen as the host of a new television program on the Blaze Network called Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. We're always pleased to have him with us to talk about economic warfare, among other things. Kevin, glad to have you back.
Thank you, Frank. Good to be here.
Well, one of the upshots of the president's travels in Saudi Arabia, of course, was the announcement that in addition to a major weapons sale to the Saudis, there's going to be a very substantial amount of Saudi funding coming into the United States in the form of investment in infrastructure. Kevin, you and I have talked about this in the past, specifically with respect to the possibility that the Saudis might use their ownership of a large U.S. oil refinery to carry out, an economic warfare play they had actually formally announced, namely trying to destroy our fracking industry. Should we be concerned about the idea that in addition to that play, that there will be other opportunities perhaps for them to have access to and perhaps do mischief with our infrastructure?
Well, absolutely. It's obvious that the Saudis are aware that their one export that they have is oil. That is the lifeblood of their economy. They understand that we are now the swing producer in energy thanks to American technology and fracking. And they have made it a point publicly to state that they stand against our American energy industry. Now, they're trying to sell a portion of Saudi Aramco, something that they nationalized years ago, and now they're going to offer a portion of that back for sale because they need capital. But any investments that they make in our infrastructure should be closely scrutinized because they have an intent and a purpose in preventing America from being the number one producer of energy.
This is ominous, needless to say, if that's the case. And I pray that it will be the subject of, as you're suggesting, close scrutiny. Kevin, let me switch gears and talk about another potential avenue of economic warfare against American interests, if not against our own assets, namely Chinese activity. You've talked about this for some time in the cyber warfare space. What's the latest as we now see it from what they've been doing to this South Korean company, Lotte, as I believe it's pronounced?
Well, you know, this goes to the original point, which is we view the world as an economic marketplace. Our adversaries view it as an economic battle space. And proof of that comes from China got mad because the South Koreans are building this THAAD missile system that's being deployed there, and it's being deployed on a golf course that this company, Lotte, owned that they made available to the government. And all of a sudden, there were Chinese denial of service attacks on their stores. And there were, in China, raids on the stores to determine whether they met all the codes and the regulations and so forth. It was clearly an economic attack and response because a company allowed a golf course to be used for the defense of South Korea in a way that China didn't like. And so this is economic warfare 101. The Chinese have never stopped. They will continue to do it. They understand cyber and they understand economics and they've used them as weapons.
And in this case, there's reason to believe that it will not be restricted to the South Koreans, I assume. Speaking of Korea, the North Koreans have evidently also been engaging in cyber warfare capabilities, building them and exploiting them. I talked earlier in the program with Claudia Rosette about the latest reports that a UN panel of experts has had their IT systems penetrated by an as yet unidentified cyber hacker. There does seem to be a reason the North Koreans would want to shut them down, as this panel was engaged in apparently pretty good work in terms of monitoring efforts to defeat sanctions on the North Korean regime. Now, as Claudia mentioned, that may mean that the Russians or the Chinese or other people who are engaged in that kind of activity might have an interest in shutting this panel down. But Kevin, based on what you know about what the North Koreans are up to, should we be concerned that this is just further evidence of their tradecraft and increasing aggressiveness?
You know, a few years ago, most of the cyber experts in the United States just discounted the idea that North Korea would have a very sophisticated hacking unit. They were wrong. They were naive. North Korea has Unit 180, which is very sophisticated and has been tied even today. Symantec said that they were likely tied to the Lazarus Group, who was behind the WannaCry ransomware attack, the mother of all hacks. They were likely involved in the Bangladesh theft through the SWIFT system that we've talked about on this program before. North Korea is very sophisticated, and they often leave breadcrumbs that point back to China or to other locations because, frankly, they just don't have great internet connectivity inside North Korea, so they have cells that are placed in other adjacent and neighboring countries that carry out using their weapons. And so they are very sophisticated and they are very dangerous.
Kevin, one of the dangers that is of particular concern is evidence that our own cyber supply chain, as it's been called, is potentially a very serious Achilles heel for us against one or all of these adversaries. There's a task force that's recently reported on those vulnerabilities. Tell us a little bit about it and where you think we're likely to go on the basis of its recommendations.
Yeah, this is a report from the Defense Science Board. It's the Task Force on Cyber Supply Chain. And what it does is it recognizes that the internet is a very complex beast, and anyone who's participating in it uses all sorts of equipment and technology and personnel to obtain and to do what they want to do. Infiltration at any one of those points could put the entire system at risk. And the reality is companies have all kinds of routers and other equipment that come from around the world that if those pieces of equipment are infected or if the IT department itself is under the influence. For example, the worst case would be this group of IT staffers at the House that had access to all of the government secrets and potentially could be blackmailing any number of members of Congress. I think there were five Pakistani IT staffers that have sort of, you know, they were in a big job and paid extremely well, better than any other IT staffers, and now they've just sort of been taken off and disappeared because of the risk there.
But it certainly is a matter of concern because I think, Kevin Freeman, as you suggest, there's a yawning issue here of what did these guys get access to when they were serving some 20 or perhaps many more House Democrat members who are among them on committees like the Intelligence Committee and the Foreign Affairs Committee and the Armed Services Committee. We need to know the extent of the compromise of their IT systems and perhaps whether they're at risk of blackmail or other things. These are questions I know you'll be following, as will we. Unfortunately, Luke Rosiak is at the Daily Caller. We hope to interview him shortly about his latest reports on this very important subject. Kevin Freeman, thank you for yours, all of which can be accessed at globaleconomicwarfare.com. And look for Kevin at the Blaze Network this summer. I hope the rest of you will be looking for us tomorrow, same time, same station, right here. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.